B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So there's this obituary that's been going viral, and it was an obituary originally in Spillville, which is a very, very small town. It only has like 351 people. Well, I guess now 350 because the guy passed away. But it's been shared by the New York Post, so it's getting all this attention. So evidently this guy, he had cancer. And he passed away from the fight, but he was evidently one of those just, I don't want to say obnoxious, but you're
like, crotchety.
Crotchety, yeah. In fact, that's actually one of the, they use the term crusty codger. But like this crusty codger from Iowa, this is the obituary, died last month after a short battle with cancer. But even that fight was fair game for family laughs. When he died, the cancer died, so technically it was a tie. He was ready to meet his maker, but we're not sure if the maker was ready to meet him. The obituary went to say, if you're wondering if you may have ever met him, you didn't, because you would remember. He's one of those people. For those that did meet him, we apologize. Tim...
I have to steal this and use it word for word for my dad.
I literally feel like this is my dad, too.
Yeah.
And he comes from a family of 8 kids. And so he spent his childhood tormenting all of his younger siblings. The obituary went on to say that the veteran tool and die maker who spent his professional life surrounded by a bunch of morons also led a good life and had a peaceful death, but the transition was a B word. And then it reads on to say, Tim leaves behind a hell of a lot of stuff that his family doesn't know what to do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That is a funny obituary.
It's like, by the way, what everyone does when they die. You're stuck with all the crap.
Thanks, Dad, for letting us clean out all the crap in your garage. Yeah. You know, this has my brain thinking. This is a fun game, and we haven't done it in a while. But remember when we tell people their last text is what is on their tombstone?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we should do that, because while Roy was reading, I just looked at mine. Mine's good. So it would say, here lies Maney. Thanks all. Thanks all was my last text.
Thanks all.
Thanks all, yeah.
That's pretty good.
704-570-9595. Holler at us and tell us your last text is your epitaph, what's written on your tombstone. What do you guys have? What do you have, Aaron?
Nothing good.
Mine is, it's not really that good. But
that's what's funny about it. Like, you just have to tell us what it is.
So mine this morning, Cash was awake, so I sent Elena, our au pair, a text message that says, this kid hates sleep.
Here lies Loren, this kid hates sleep.
Mine says, probably because we weren't trying to be morbid, ?
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Here lies Roy, probably because we weren't trying to be morbid.
What's written on your tombstone, producer Nicole?
Mine would be traveling in the future just to travel back in time.
That's deep for a text message.
Yeah, what were you texting?
Who were you texting?
I was texting with Lauren, and she's in Hong Kong. And she was only there for like a day, and they're like 12 hours ahead. So she went 12 hours ahead, and now she's coming back to be 12 hours behind.
Oh, Weirdsville. What about you? Just give us, yell yours out, Aaron. What is it?
It is sent.
It is sent.
Wow.
Here lies Aaron. It is sent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty good.
All right, we need to hear from you guys. What was the last text you sent? That's what's written on your tombstone.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's Kiss 95.1, Maney, Roy, and the Rim Morning Show. The last text message you sent is what's on your tombstone. That's what we want to hear from you at 704-570-9595. Hello, Sarah in Charlotte.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your tombstone? What's the last text message?
It was, I'm going in.
You're like Sarah. I'm going in.
I was about to pick up my friend to take her to work, and I'm pulling up at her apartment. I'm like, I'm going in.
Nice. That's so funny. Thank you.
This is Brett and Boone.
Hey, yeah, so my life.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Last text message was, I have food poisoning, been pooping all night, I can't make it in. I'm a kindergarten teacher, and my principal told me to get my you-know-what to school anyways. So.
dude, dying of poop, that's terrible. Thanks, Brett.
I love it. This is Lotta in Huntersville. What would be on your tombstone? Here lies Lotta.
Hey everyone. So my last text was, call me before leaving.
That's what people would say to you. Call me before you leave. Thanks, Lotta.
This is Monique, who, by the way, I ran into yesterday.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, at the Publix, which, by the way, after I left the Publix, I don't know if you know about this, Monique, there was a police incident involving me that we're going to talk about coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, that's what he was doing in there?
Yeah, I'm the reason.
He was running into Publix to hide from the cops.
No, we'll have to talk about that coming up here less than 10 minutes on why someone called the cops on me after I left Publix. But so tell us, what would be on your tombstone?
It will say, it went well. Lots of free prescriptions.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny.
Monique.
Oh, that's good.
Lots of free prescriptions.
We're getting some text messages, too. 704 texted in and said, no denying that.
Ooh, here lies Loren. No denying that.
Yep.
That's a pretty good one.
And then here lies Jackie. I know that totally sucks.
These are funny. I love this game.
Yep.
Let's do one more.
All right, let's talk with Stephanie and Charlotte. Here lies Stephanie.
Hey, it says, checking back in. Did Wynn help you out with your physics?
With your physics.
That's funny. Thanks, Stephanie. I mean,
if you go and you, because my mother-in-law lives up in eastern Tennessee, and she lives across the street from an old church, and there is an old cemetery there, and the notes on the tombstones that are old and haven't been cared for in, 50 years at best, they're really long. Like, you can't read them, but it's really long. And they talk about people that, it's almost like their obituary is written on the tombstone. Like, who's left behind and, I mean, some of these deaths were like 18, in like the 1820s and 40s.
Yeah.
Long time.
I like the vaults. Those are pretty cool. Because you don't see anyone doing the vaults anymore.
The ones in the wall?
No. There's like a big, just, it's like a building in the middle of the cemetery.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really see that.
No.
Like, I've never seen a new one.
Yeah, that's true. And the other thing you don't see much is the people coming out of the ground and dancing to Thriller.
No,
that doesn't seem to be a thing either.
No, especially.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.